Hey everybody, this is Warren Sharp, NFL analyst over at Sharp Football Analysis. I want to welcome you to the Ringer Gambling Show. Join me on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays each week during the NFL season with guests Chris Vernon, Ben Solak, and Joe House to guide you through the NFL betting landscape. We'll be talking spreads, game totals, parlays, player props, futures, and much, much more. Be sure to follow the Ringer Gambling Show on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Oh, my hungry homies, my taste buds, my culinary comrades. We have done it. This is a Super Belly edition of House of Carbs, the food podcast on the Ringer Food Network. My taste buds, we have done it. We've been all over this great country of ours sampling fantastic dishes, representative dishes, iconic dishes from all of the cities participating in these NFL playoffs. We have in front of us a Super Bowl on Sunday right now, my taste buds. It's time for the Super Belly Bowl. We have been working hard. We've been on a journey. The high priestess of the perfect palate, Mallory Rubin.
Hello.
There she is. The Jam Master Jay of beef jerky, David Jacoby.
Checking in.
There we go. This is the first time that all of us have been convened. The potluck producer himself on the ones and the twos, Craig Horlbeck. How you feeling, buddy?
Hungry, ready to go.
Hungry and ready to go. My culinary comrades, let me remind you where we've been. We've been all over the great country, yes. But in front of us today, it's a cheesesteak from Philadelphia up against a beautiful array of wings from Buffalo. The cheesesteak got here by way of Tampa in the first place. We couldn't decide whether a grouper sandwich or a Cubana was the best thing. I did get some input about a pastrami grouper. Oh, no, a Reuben grouper. Reuben grouper. That sounded kind of, you know, it all depends on how good the grouper is. But the Reuben aspect of it, a little sauerkraut, a little bit of that dressing. Mm. I'm kind of into it. Then the cheesesteak took down the San Francisco chowder, sourdough bowl situation, along with the Anchor Steam beer. Lovely, wonderful, but cheesesteak was better. And to get here at this moment, overcoming the beautiful, spectacular, somewhat surprising brats and curds from Green Bay.
So good.
So good. Like, really, a great competition between the brats and curds and the cheesesteak. On the AFC side, these wings were matched up right out of the box against the New England clam chowder. Not that tough of a call, I don't think. Then the wings took on the chili from Cincinnati. Again, a clear winner. And then a surprising matchup, the Tennessee hot chicken against the wings. And ultimately, the just sheer, I don't know, what word, Jacoby?
Historic.
Just the simplicity of the wing.
Simplicity.
Historic and simple. Yeah, it was good. It went to overtime. Like, don't sell the Memphis hot chicken short. That went to overtime. There were some questionable calls. The league is still reviewing some of the calls.
It only went to overtime on one card. I don't think it went to overtime across the board.
Well, that was my card.
It's pretty close.
So, to do this properly, we went away from the purveyors of the original items that we sampled, because one of the criteria in this competition, one of the ways we tried to distinguish the good from the great out of these cities was, does the city have many different offerings of this item? Are they all in competition? And do they all stand up to the challenge? And so for this competition, we started off on the cheesesteak side with the OG, Pat's, who claims to have invented, and nobody really disputes that Pat's was the original inventor of the cheesesteak in Buffalo. I mean, in Philadelphia. Pardon me, Philadelphia. On the other side, we went with the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, which is one of two or three different places that claim to have invented. We're going today with an offering from a place called Joe's Soda. What's the show? Steak, Joe's Pizza and Soda?
Joe's Steaks and Soda Shop.
Joe's Steaks and Soda Shop.
Yep.
So a place that is, I think, perhaps as well known for its pizza as for its wings offering, if my research is accurate.
That's Lenovo Wings. You got your wires crossed.
Oh, I'm confusing it. Oh, let me do it again. Yeah. Should I do it again?
Sure.
No.
Oh. No, we could keep going. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Hungry homies understand.
Yeah, what are you trying to get about 1,000 here?
The start, of the start of the Super Bowl is always clunky. Everyone's nervous.
Yeah, we're out of the punts. Box. I'm falling down on two-yard runs. I'm falling forward.
I believe at Pat's and Joe's and Gino's, they already have a sign outside that says, do not let James Harden inside this establishment. I don't have that. I don't have that as fact.
That's not nice.
But I believe that is something that they have in place.
Let
in
James eat. All right. So let me try and clear this up, because I did just botch the history. I did this history and this has been part of the enjoyment of the journey, is learning about these various establishments, the competition amongst these entities, what they all, their particular claim to fame. So Joe's Steak and Soda is this offering. And I think of the cheesesteak that we're going to sample this evening. Is that right, Craig?
Yeah. So, I mean, this place is only slightly more modern than Pat's. It's been around since like the late 40s, and it's another really famous spot. There's only two of them. It's in Northern Philly. And we went with the White American this time. We previously with Pat's went with the Wiz, thought we'd switch it up, went White American with Joe's. I researched a lot of different places, and this seems to be, there's Jim's is also a really big one, but, we wanted to go with Joe's. Yeah.
Yeah. There are legendary Geno's versus Pat's, YouTubes and all kinds of stuff. And if you wanted to spend, hours and hours and hours researching cheesesteaks in Philly, you could definitely do it. There's a gentleman who's eaten 1,000 cheesesteaks from the Delaware, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area.
Aspiration.
Legend. Right. Eater itself just published its top 22 cheesesteaks or top 25 cheesesteaks just a couple of weeks ago. I wonder if those hungry homies were listening to the pod and got inspired. I don't know. I'm not saying. But anyway, so that's the story with the cheesesteak. On the wing side, we went with La Nova. So what? Help me get that straight. Craig.
That's the place known for its pizza and wings. Like one of the kind of first places to revolutionize and offer really good pizza with really good wings together. Also been around for a long time, since the 50s. Oven roasted chicken wings. And we're going to have it with their Buffalo Ranch sauce, which sounds really good.
Smells good.
Smells great. Yeah, they crisp up beautiful in the oven. Once again, shouts out La Nova. Shouts out Joe's. All these other places, they package so unbelievably well. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're going to do shouts. We're going to do on the socials. We have to shout out to everybody that we've had this food from, because this incredible journey has nourished us. It's educated us. It's edified us. It's made us better. It's made all the taste buds out there better. So shouts to all of the great purveyors of these wonderful items we've had to enjoy.
In that vein, let me just say that I have been so impressed through this journey, not just how close it's made us as people and friends, but how like well this food travels. Yeah. Like everything comes out of your oven similarly to the way it comes to your table at these establishments, which is something that I doubted going into this, and I was wrong.
Can I just say, we got 50 wings delivered to us, all of us. We got 4 cheesesteaks. So I'm like, we're obviously not eating all that now. So I'm really excited for the Super Bowl. Like all this is going to hold. Like wonderful times.
Wings will be on Sunday. Yeah.
We're all going to have a Super Belly Bowl. We're literally all winners. Now I have a confession to make, but I want to see before I make my confession, was there any cheating among the panel? Okay,
you know
good.
It. You
good.
Guys are all same as always.
Failing students. I haven't cheated once. I'm the only A student, I think, on this entire panel.
I don't really consider it cheating. I thought we were in an open relationship, and that was part of the point, to explore, to try new things. Sometimes with each other, sometimes on our own. No judgment.
Yes.
Right?
No judgment. See, this is why Mallory and I get along so well.
Impossible to argue with that, Mal.
I had an entire cheesesteak last night, and it was delicious. Could barely stand. But it was wonderful.
The high priestess of the perfect palate just goes whole hog. Now, all I was going to confess is a couple of like simple, moderate, like I took a wing as they came out and they were crispy and sizzling out of the oven. That oven baked.
And we're able, out of the oven.
I ate a couple because I wanted to get a feel for how closely it was going to replicate what was going to come to the table. This is the inspiration that Jacoby just provided me in describing, you know, that proximity of experience. I, my own self, you can't stop it, right? Your belly wants what your belly wants. You see them sizzling. You can hear it. You can smell it. So I had a couple wings, and I'm telling you, the naked wings are spectacular. I just can't get over how good that chicken, the quality of chicken, the quality of the preparation in advance. The other thing that I did in terms of cheating relating to the cheesesteak, again, this is something I did last time. It was a modification that I thought would help. I double staked. I took a roll.
What?
I opened it up. And I took the steak from another steak.
You're sick.
And
you
I inserted
sick.
It in here. Well, here's deranged. The thing. If
no,
you,
there's
you,
no thing. Each steak weighs 17 Jacoby. Pounds. But you do curls
you
with
know
these
this.
Things. You, had, you looked at one of these steaks and you were like, I need to combine two of these to make an efficient meal. You are a sick psycho, and I
no,
love
not,
it.
No, not an efficient meal. Jacoby, you know this. If you go to Philly, what they serve you right off the griddle, as the cheese is melted, everything's still sizzling, you can see the onions, the caramelization and everything. It's a giant overflowing roll. And because Joe's did such a good job of pulling these things together, you know, putting them in a package, transporting them in the freshest way possible, the roll, the chemical process during travel, that roll just sort of envelops the whole thing. I want my steak overflowing. I want the most representative version of this Philly cheesesteak. The other thing I did was get some Whiz. I got Whiz.
I mean, the idea that someone picked up one of these sandwiches in their hand and said, you know what, I need to add more to this. It's like, that's just... That's a brain space that I can't get into, which is one of the reasons that I love you so much, House.
Well, I think we've taken care of the preliminaries. What? Anything else, Mr. Craig? Anything else before
I
we start
so.
Eating?
No, I think it's game time.
I think we need a coin toss to see who we're going to flip. I mean, this is the Super Belly Bowl. Who has a coin?
Craig, do you feel cheated on? I feel disrespected and cheated on. Like, the integrity of this means so much to me that I have not tasted any of these foods before we record the pod.
I thought the whole purpose of this exercise was to describe the feeling of tasting this for the first time.
For the first time together as a family, but it does seem like we've been cheated on. And I didn't know this was an open relationship.
I won't be belly shamed. I believe that each of us have our own unique paths to pursue, our own bellies to fill. Yeah. And look, we're going to give this a very fair judgment, a very fair assessment based on the way our own five senses come into the picture. I don't think that any kind of preliminary sampling necessarily has to impugn the process. So
this is how to each his own. I watch the episode. I prep. I watch it again. Go on, Mike.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
It's about the process.
Exactly.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Can I say this? Like, let's imagine that gambling was legal in New York City, right? But much like the Super Bowl, when you guys look at this food, what is the spread right now?
Oh,
great call. Before we flip the coin, let's go ahead and establish a line here. Each of us can establish the line. I think that's fine. Jacoby, you volunteered this brilliant idea.
I have cheesesteak -4.
Wow.
Yeah.
More than a field goal.
Yeah. It's much like the Rams. Like, I feel like this cheesesteak is speaking to me. I've I prepared it very well. I haven't eaten one yesterday or anything, so I just prepared it very well. It's crispy, and it's the cheese is melted, mm-hmm. and there's a little crispness to my shredded steak, which I'm really getting excited about. It's great. Not just a mushy. You know, I love crunch and mush.
Yeah.
There's a little crunch and mush in my steak that looks delectable to me. But no disrespect to the Buffalo Ranch sauce, because Buffalo and ranch sauce should be a thing that is much more part of my life than it was up until this point.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to try that. High Priestess, what's your spread?
I've got the wings by 3.5.
3.5.
No, wow, you guys are going over a field goal. Wow.
It's true. I'm really blown away by this. See, Muddy.
Wings minus 2.5.
Yeah, right. So that feels right to me. I'm slightly partial to the cheesesteak. And I'll just say cheesesteak 2.5. That's all. I mean, it's not, you know, just looking at the way this sets up and the crispiness, the thing that Jacoby identified with the steak, that's appealing to me. Wings, I know what they look like. They always look the same to me, right? It's not like, oh my God, this wing is going to be the most incredible wing I'm ever going to have in my whole life.
Yeah.
But that does not affect my ability to give a fair.
I don't think you should be
this.
Allowed to set a line, because you've been biased in favor of the cheesesteak the entire time. To be clear, I say this to someone who loves a good cheesesteak. I love a cheesesteak. Yeah. The brats should have advanced. It doesn't make sense. And you've already determined your winner.
The brats could have advanced. The brats and curds from State Street, if we could have had that beer with them. And we investigated this, High Priestess. We looked at getting some Spotted Cow beer to you and me and C Money to go ahead and enjoy these brats, but there is some kind of, you know, brewer restriction. I'm not sure if it's Wisconsin state law, whatever. We were prohibited from enjoying the native beer with the native brats. And so, look, that we had to hold that against them. I'm not going to apologize for it.
Okay, I have a coin here. Let's give Buffalo Heads Philly tails.
Come on, coin flip. Okay. Let's go, C-Money. It's coin flip time.
It is tails. That is Philadelphia. Philly.
All right, let's not hold things Philly up. First. We've got some eating to do.
I will fill while you guys have your first bites. I have a theory about cheesesteaks, and this is going to be very unpopular. I think that cheesesteaks do not vary that much in quality from city to city. I think a cheesesteak is great. They're kind of always great. And if you're in Philly, they're the best. But the drop-off between Philly and New York, or Philly and Denver, or Philly and Louisiana, a cheesesteak is always going to be great. And I'm going to say that the drop-off isn't as high with a regional food with cheesesteaks as it is with other foods. Unpopular, I know, but that's how I feel.
Do you not think the same is true about wings, though? I feel like...
Are you saying that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm not saying it's a thing, but like, people look at New York, like New York slice of pizza. Like, a slice of pizza is fine. You can get good pizza anywhere. A pretzel in New York is kind of trash. And I think regional foods are generally overrated unless it's a seafood. I feel like seafood regional foods are always better, like the grouper in Tampa, which I had about 4 weeks ago, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, foods that require freshness, I feel like, you know, getting to the middle of the country fish doesn't really work. But I feel like that's just modern advancement in, like, technology that, like, you can just ship anything anywhere and make it the same way. And everybody has, like, diversified enough across the country that, like, people who used to live here now live there and make their foods anywhere. But I think you're right, though. That's ultimately, I think it's a good point.
All right, I've sampled the cheesesteak. I'm ready to share some views. In the first place, team, very sweet onion on this one. I think sweeter onion than what we experienced with Pat. And again, that same effect that I keep calling alchemy, that I'm sure has a proper food word, a proper food chemistry word, if I cared to look it up, of the kind of a liquefaction of the steak and the onion and the roll and the cheese all coming together in a fully symbiotic kind of moment. The texture, though, still preserved. Crispy steak, soft caramelized texture to the onion, slightly slippery. The roll still has a little bit of a crisp to it that I'm thrilled with, and the cheese is just everywhere. It's just everywhere. It just goes everywhere. So very, very nice. I also did a thing as part of my cheat. I had the Wiz sitting here next to me, took some bites, even though this has white American on it. Went ahead.
You dipped it in the Wiz?
In the Wiz. Yeah, did that. Wow. Did that.
Double cheese. Double meat, double cheese.
There we go. Why not? I mean, this is the Super Belly Bowl, for Christ's sakes.
Do you guys think, how do you, Mal, think this stacks up against the Pat's cheesesteak?
Overall, I probably give the slight edge to Pat's, but I think I prefer certain elements of each more. So like, I like the roll on this one a lot better. And I think that certainly for at-home consumption, this is well ahead in terms of the texture, the varying texture that House is describing. It's soft. It's really like hugging the entire sandwich. It didn't get overly crunchy, which was an issue that we discussed with the prior incarnation, but it still has that nice, like almost kind of skin on the outside of the crust. So that's very, very good. I really like the sweetness of the onions that House described. I will just say, while I think this is delicious, I am astounded that House went double steak, because I actually think the one reason I give the edge to Pat's is that the ratio of steak to other ingredients for me is too heavily skewed toward the steak already on this one. I want more cheese on this, and I want more onions. And I think the balance of the Pat's was a little bit better for me. So that's something that in the future I could adjust. I would probably double the cheese here or maybe go back to the Whiz. But the steak is, I think, in perfect balance with the bun on this one. Perfect.
Mr. Jacoby.
Well, first of all, Mallory, you've met Joe House before, right? Like, I mean, like, you're astounded.
Yes, I've had the
doubled
pleasure.
The steak. Yeah. I mean, it's like nothing surprises.
If he told me he put two sandwiches on top of each other, I wouldn't be surprised. It's just that the ratio of steak to roll here is really strong, and it needs
the
more
steak
cheese.
From one and be like, let me put this in the other. It's an insane.
Yeah, that
thing.
I don't understand.
But I've come to expect the insane from you, Mr.
I will
House.
Say this to Mallory's point. I transported all the ingredients, right? It was the steak and the onion and the cheese that all went into the roll. And I just wanted visually when I unwrapped the great unveiling, I wanted it bursting. And so I went for the visual that my cheesesteak mind's eye craved, which was a bursting, but the ingredients were maintained throughout. And I think your point about not enough cheese is so good. So on point. Mr. Jacoby, let's hear your review.
One thing I really enjoy about this sandwich is from a texture standpoint, if I have like a bodega turkey cheese sandwich with the lettuce and the onion, when I take a bite, the individual textures and tastes like separate in my mouth, right? But with the Philly cheesesteak and this one in particular, you take a bite and it's just one unique experience. It's like one variable instead of other sandwiches where even a burger where you're getting multiple different variables. Like this thing, they all come together as a chorus instead of individual singers, which I really enjoyed about this particular sandwich.
See, Money?
I love what Mal said about the bread. I think the bread is actually really stands out. I like a bread on a big sandwich that has a little crust on the outside, a little crunch on the outside, but soft on the inside. And I hate when bread is just all mushy and there's just no bite into it. And then you also hate the kind that just tears apart the roof of your mouth. This is like that perfect middle ground. So, I mean, I think it's really good. I think I would have loved some hot peppers in this, though. I got to say, a little sweet.
Yeah. A little hot sauce. So one thing about the bread reminds me of someone who like lives in Malibu for 40 years and like is definitely going to get skin cancer. You know what I mean? It's like, it's been out in the sun. It's kind of burnt. It's different than the inside. It's got that nice crusty, ashy texture, hardened layer on the outside of the bread, which is really good.
It looks like a very expensive leather jacket.
Yes. Yes.
Jacoby. Yeah,
delicious.
This
one.
Is my pushback to your observation earlier about you can get great cheesesteak anywhere. The line of demarcation, the thing that elevates Philadelphia in particular, in my humble opinion, is this bread, is this roll. They have been doing these rolls for decades. They have created these rolls with this cheesesteak filling in mind. They are a perfect vessel for steak, onion, cheese, potential hot peppers, other things. And they know the combination of the inside texture you're describing, how soft that inside is. What a perfect compliment that is to the hot filling that's going to be inserted therein. So I that's my slight pushback on your observation. I also enjoy cheesesteaks everywhere, but
one question for you is, what I would prefer with this is a pool of A1, a pool of ketchup, and a pool of hot sauce that I could individually select which bite to dip in. That's how I would ideally do this, but I wanted us all to have the same experience.
You do you, and that's great. I would say from whenever
that's cheese heresy. Yeah, that's right. Cheese
whenever
steak
this
heresy.
Show gets published, don't make sure you're not in coming in contact with any Philly people for just 24 hours. It'll fine. They'll forget because they'll still be celebrating James Harden. But
no, they'll treat me like Ben Simmons. I understand that.
They very well may.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Well, I don't have a good segue from Ben Simmons to Buffalo Chicken Wings, but it is their time, I feel. Is there any reason to wait, Craig?
No, so let's dive
like
in.
Their time, you felt like their time was about 40 minutes ago.
We just flipped a coin. We tried to do it right. I mean, I you know.
Oh, you've admitted that you had a couple. You cheated. You cheated on us. Me and Craig.
It was so freaking good.
Also, these things crisped up amazingly in the oven. I will say, though, this coin toss. Much like overtime, the coin toss here, I think, plays a huge part because this wing has sat here for 20 minutes getting cold. And if it won the coin toss, it'd be 10 times hotter. I'm just saying, it's a different ball game.
Well, you know, that's a great way to establish the challenge. Now, we have deliberately, while the team enjoys their wings, we thought about going ahead and assigning scores as we ate the cheesesteak. But I think the right thing to do is have the full matchup, both teams together on the field at the same time. It's not like we're going to give the Rams a score based on how they look out there warming up and Matt Gay kicking 60-yard field goals with nobody around them. I mean, we're gonna go ahead and, you know, Stafford throwing 70-yard bombs to nobody. We're going to put these teams both on the field at the same time and establish a score just the same way that the Super Bowl is going to go about its business. Do I get to have one now? I'd like to have one.
Yeah, go ahead.
But we're all going to also keep eating because they're that delicious. So this will just be silent.
That Buffalo Ranch hits.
We need to discuss the sauce. We need to discuss the sauce. Oh, this is a sauce play. This is a sauce. This is a sauce vehicle, these wings. And the Buffalo Ranch is, honestly, I consider it a little blasphemous. I'm a blue cheese over ranch guy. Oftentimes when you are at a restaurant, they will give you an offer of blue cheese or ranch, and I'm heavy blue cheese.
I always go blue cheese. Same.
Always blue cheese. And my friends from Buffalo, they put blue cheese on pizza, like a pepperoni pizza, and it slaps. And the idea that they zagged where everyone else zigged in Buffalo, I find really interesting, and it paid off because this sauce is delicious.
I can help out here. So they sent us the Buffalo Ranch sauce, but researching Lenova, one thing that they're known for is they make their own blue cheese in-house.
Oh, yeah.
So blue cheese is a big part of Lenova. But for us, they sent the Buffalo Ranch sauce, which I still think is very, very, very good.
I'm glad they sent that Buffalo Ranch because I honestly don't believe I've ever seen a version of those two combined together in this manner before. Have you guys seen Buffalo Ranch before?
No, me neither.
No, and ranch is like put with everything these days. There's like ketchup ranch, barbecue ranch, like mustard ranch. You can do anything with ranch.
So one thing that's interesting right off the bat is these are oven-baked wings as opposed to the fried wings that we had from Anchor. High Priestess of the Palate, which do you prefer?
Well, I didn't have the pleasure of having the other ones.
Oh, that's right. You didn't get to have the Anchor.
I'm sure I would have loved those too.
I'll ask fried Jacoby.
Food. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you do. You've had wings before.
Another fumble on the field for House there. Cooper Kupp, two fumbles. Cam Akers.
I had a couple cocktails before I came out.
House, what were your hand measurements at the combine? Are you coming in with like a picket hand size here?
Huge.
Just, no? Okay.
Huge hands. The biggest hands you can imagine.
Okay.
I will say that I'm always surprised at how close you can get to a fried experience with baked chicken wings. And I believe that had I known that these were baked, I honestly did not going into this, and they feel fried. Yeah. My mother-in-law, RIP, she made some really good baked chicken wings every Super Bowl Sunday. And I'll be enjoying these in her honor.
They were bubbling in the oven. Like, yeah, it felt like they were fried.
Sizzled,
they filled
right
the whole
up.
Kitchen.
I mean,
it smelled
amazing.
I went
ahead and had a couple of naked ones.
To the naked wing point and to Jacoby's earlier point about how these are a sauce vehicle, while that is in some ways, I think, irrefutable and fair, I'll just say that part of what we have to note as a credit to these wings in particular, this isn't necessarily true for any wing experience, I don't think you need the sauce. The sauce is great. It's really like, it's got that nice zing, that nice like acid and pop of flavor, little bit of spice, but nothing too overpowering. But the naked one is absolutely heavenly. It's just wonderful. It has a nice,
chicken.
A nice, meaty, wholesome flavor. There's the crunch, but there's nothing too heavy or overpowering about the skin. These are lovely. I could easily eat a few dozen of these right now. Easily.
Oh, a few dozen.
No,
like that. There
a few dozen.
A
and
few
remember,
more.
Right before we started recording, impressive. I said, I have a terrible stomach ache today. And that's how good these are. That I'm like, I'm ready to just eat a few dozen. Let's go. These are wonderful.
I want more kick in my sauce. I want more spice.
I will say, the Anchor Bar sauce.
Tolerance.
Anchor Bar sauce is better than this sauce, in my opinion. And I would love
to
try.
We would have to get the hot version. I'm not really sorry. This is Buffalo Ranch. We should. They offer a hot. They offer a hot. They offer a barbecue. So
I'm
we're
sure
doing apples to apples, or you know,
no, they're pretty mild.
Carrots to carrots, yeah, as your accompaniment to your wings.
Yeah. Well, this dressing is technically called hot Buffalo Ranch dressing, but there's not that much heat.
Can I ask a question just about like process, procedure? Do you want us to just fully be living in the moment, or should we be bringing our past experience, you know, in your case with the other wings, in our case with the other cheesesteaks, and viewing this as like a collective, holistic?
This is bullshit.
Experience?
This is bullshit. Because me and Craig were like, oh, we're all going to have the same experience. I don't want to taste this until
the
I'm
other
actually
wings,
there.
So I can
Let's
only... No.
Let's live our truth.
I'm
truths,
saying,
okay?
You're misunderstanding the question. I'm saying, should you guys be factoring in when you're weighing wings versus cheesesteak, both of the wings that you've had? And should I be considering both of the cheesesteaks, like Pat's and this one? Or should we just be... Because you guys are saying you don't like this wing as much.
I
so
love
like,
this
it
wing.
Almost feels like
I
unfair.
I am in the wrong.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I am in the wrong.
Even when he's wrong, he's not
and
apologizing.
I normally would apologize, but like how I said,
even
I'm not
when
apologizing.
He's wrong.
This is not an apology pod.
I'm not asking for an apology. It's fine. Yeah.
No, not apologizing.
Just as I believe I was allowed to have a cheesesteak last night, I believe that you're allowed to tell me you think that was
bullshit.
Well,
that means you have to lead off then. And Jacoby, you can draw
bullshit.
On anything
wrong,
you want to draw on. You can draw on the experience, the journey we've been on over this past month. You can draw on your experience in these locales at previous times in your life. You can draw on the experience of these things in your mouth in the last 10 minutes. Whatever you want to bring to the table, buddy, we're here for you. We want to know about your belly experience.
Okay. I had cheesesteak -4 as the line.
Oh, two touchdowns.
Cheesesteak covered. They won,
two
touchdowns. It's just
what
not
are you talking about.
Not enough kick in the sauce.
What about the other
kick.
Wings that you had last time? Or how specific you can literally think about any chicken wing you've ever eaten. You've never had a chicken wing that had enough kick?
I live in the moment. And I would say with the two items that I ate today, the cheesesteak wins. Over my lifetime, the buffalo wing is a better dish or food item than cheesesteak. That's irrefutable. But of the two on my plate today, and again, you know, yesterday's yesterday. Today's today. Tomorrow's tomorrow. Today, cheesesteak over wings.
You scored it the way your palate led you. I respect it. I'm not going to try to dissuade you. High priestess of the palate, speaking of palates. Again, your own unique approach. You don't have to follow the Jacoby method, Mr. Last 5 minutes.
One thing that I really struggle to do is live in the moment, right? I'm almost always stressing out about something that awaits over the horizon or lingering in a past experience.
One thing I struggle to do is last 5 minutes.
I didn't see, Jacoby, how close I came to making the joke, and I didn't do it out of respect for you. You made the joke. Well done.
Great stuff. I had to. I'm sorry.
Great stuff. I'm going with the wings. Wings. I have wings by a field goal. And I want to be clear that I love cheesesteaks. This was a good one. The other couple that we've had have been great. The last one I had the pleasure of enjoying in person, which was in late summer, early fall 2019, Jim's. Fucking divine. Whoa. Like heavenly. So good. I had one there in person and then got another one at the airport, risking that before a cross-country flight because it was that good and I wanted more, okay? That's how little sense or willpower I have, and that's how good the cheesesteaks
are. A COVID flight.
Pre-COVID flight. But these wings right here in this moment are better. The wings that you've described having previously sound better. And if you, House, as the leader of this expedition, have opened up the possibility of us considering any experience we've ever had with the food, I can't not pick the wings because the best wing experience is, I think, truly transcendent. And so I will be casting my vote here for wings.
See money. Well, wait. Let's hear half a score. Jacoby just said 2 touchdowns. He didn't assign a full
field
score.
Field goal. The wings by a field
Mallory
goal.
Mallory says wings by a field goal. Jacoby says cheesesteak by 2 touchdowns. See money. It's kind of wide open out there.
There is one criteria with which I am evaluating this matchup. It's very simple. What do I want to eat this Sunday during the actual
wings.
Super Bowl? Which of these two do I want to actually eat this Sunday? It's the wing from Buffalo. They cover the 2.5-point spread. They won by 7.
I mean, I accept the criticism that all of the hungry homies out there might want to levy against this entire concept, the expedition, the experience, the journey that we've been on, that there was perhaps a kind of preordained destiny that was going to be arrived upon through all of this. I'm here to tell you it's not our fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that Buffalo Wings are so goddamn sublime and have played so many important roles and so many important moments in
winners
my life.
Winners win. You know what I mean? Winners
That's
win.
That's exactly right. That's it. They're ubiquitous. They're everywhere. They are special from Buffalo, something that we established by way of this fantastic podcast experience. The ones coming from Buffalo are different. They do slap different than what you might get down at your local watering hole. And yet, the ones you're getting down at your local watering hole, also fucking fantastic. Congratulations to the good people from Buffalo. You deserve to win this playoff season. You deserve to win 2 weeks ago. My wallet still is upset about it.
Mine too.
But the Super Belly Bowl was here to you know, right some wrongs, to provide a little bit of justice in the face of injustice. And thank you so much, Buffalo. Thank you so much, Lenovo. Thank you so much, Anchor Bar, I think is the name.
Yep.
But thank you also, Joe's Steaks and Soda and Pat's. And we're going to thank everybody that provided all the fantastic fare all along the way of this journey. My taste buds, I hope you enjoyed this half as much as we did. I know that you weren't all able to enjoy all of these items, but we've gotten a lot of feedback across the socials that you have been ordering. Please,
can I ask
please
you guys a question?
Money. Please.
In the future, when I meet somebody from Philadelphia, from Buffalo, and they
You're
ask, have you
say,
ever been to
no,
Buffalo and had a wing?
No, no.
What am I allowed to say?
No.
No?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed one that was well packaged by the proprietor and Goldbelly.
They're looking for a 10-second answer. You're going to give them like a minute and a half, and they're going to like roll their eyes and stop paying attention about 40 seconds.
Okay, because they're like, it's a yes or no question, dude. And I'm like, well, it's really not.
Yeah. You're like, well, we were doing this podcast. There's this thing called Goldbelly, and they can deliver you, and then you reheat it. And they're going to be checked out by then.
I mean, you're a young fella. Here's the answer: go to Buffalo and go to Philly. It could be on the same trip, buddy. And you could go to these places that we've sampled and see how the versions that were traveled, delivered to us, stand up to the hot off the griddle version.
I'll do that. I'm going to order Goldbelly 2 Jims and then hold it next to the fresh Jims and then see how it...
I like that. Next week. This is, oh, on House of Cards.
That's the next pod. That's the next pod. I love the way you're thinking. All the belly buddies appreciate it. Well, we appreciate you, all the belly buddies. We appreciate you, Jam Master Jacoby. We appreciate you, High Priestess of the Palette, Mallory. We appreciate you, C Money, the potluck producer. Taste buds, this was fun. We enjoyed it. We will be back here on House of Carbs as the year progresses with more fantastic food, fantastic breakdowns, fantastic guests. Let's all stay hungry out there in the meantime. Everybody enjoy the Super Bowl.